Sports from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 829, sunshine and 46 degrees.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
We got this. Okay. We have a toggle switch. There we go. We are good now for our Newsmaker 2. We've got House of Morrow founder Dion Morrow. Plus, we have Board Vice Chair Lindsay Garcia joining us, and also Board Member Emily Magana joining us here as well today. Dion, how are things this Friday?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
So far, so good. Lindsay, go ahead and bring that microphone closer to you so I don't have to lean in. How are things for you today?
Oh, excellent. Thanks.
Good. How about you, Emily? How are things today?
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. Well, we've got a few things to talk about when it comes to House of Morrow activities. And Dion, I'm going to start with you, obviously, because you're the founder of the organization. For folks that are starting to hear the name more regularly, but they don't really have any other connection beyond that, what was the goal of House of Morrow, and what do you do?
Yeah, so House of Morrow is a local funder of the Emporia Community Foundation nonprofit. We're devoted to empowering emerging artists and fostering cultural richness in Emporia. And basically, we want to do placemaking. We want to have programs that support the youth. Mm-hmm. We want to really support them young, so when they get older, they know what to do.
Gotcha. Understood. Lindsay, I'm going to ask you, what got you interested in being involved with House of Morrow, just in general terms, let alone, you know, being a board member and now the board vice chair?
Wow. Yeah. It's been quite a beautiful journey. Well, I got to know Dion, and he was telling me that he was starting this organization and casually invited me to one of the meetings. And after that meeting with Emily, with Jamie, with the rest of our board, I had never been more excited to be a part of something. And so I knew it was the right fit for me, and I just wanted to be as involved as possible. And so we've been able to implement some programming, and we've had a really successful couple of years of growing and establishing who we are and what we want to do. And it's just blossomed.
What has you so excited about House of Morrow, its work, and its mission? Because you can hear it right now. You can you lit up when I asked that question, not like a lot of people do when I ask them questions. But what is it about the mission that stands out to you?
I think it's wonderful to be a part of a community where you can actually see the impact you have. You can make an impact. And we've been able to implement a program that is really dear to me. We started our Diverse Voices Literacy Program with Walnut Elementary School, and that was made possible through the United Way United for Racial Equity grant. And I'm also a poetry editor and publicist and poet with Meadowlark Press. So this combined both of my passions for helping the youth of Emporia and for teaching a little bit of creative writing. So I've been able to go into Walnut Elementary School the last couple of years and lead some creative writing programs and bring in some guest facilitators. And then at the end of the program, we put together a student anthology with Meadowlark Press, and the students are official published authors by the end of their fifth grade year. So I think that is excellent, and I think it shows them that their voices are valuable and that their community is here to support them.
I want to go more into that here in a second. Plus also the Goodway Gardens partnership that's developed and actually evidenced itself this past weekend. But Emily, let's talk about how you got connected here to House of Morrow, and what is about the goals, objectives, the mission, and the work that really resonates with you.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Emporia, so I've known Dion since we were, you know, in high school together, but we reconnected as adults, and so he started talking to me about all of his hopes and dreams for Emporia, and especially for our youth that are going to be our future here, too, and it is definitely something that I've always had a passion for but didn't quite know how to get there, and so this seemed perfect and aligned with everything I hope to see for Emporia as well. And so we started, and I got to be from there from the beginning, our first meeting. And, you know, like, we all started brand new. Oh, this is my first time being on a board. And so we were all learning together, which was hard, but also so fun at the same time. So, and it worked really well. This is my second year as a counselor at Walnut Elementary. So when this program kind of started, I said, I know exactly what school we could start with.
True.
And you know, our principal and our teachers were willing to give us the shot, and it's been amazing since. So
how important is it to get that age group, specifically elementary students, or you could actually go a little bit further along into middle school, high school. How important is it for them to not only just engage in some of the core activities, but maybe some of these other things that will really help to enrich their lives and those around them?
So I think the biggest thing especially with fifth grade and going into middle school, like you're saying, this is a really big transformative stage for them as people. They're going through a lot of changes, and a lot of times you don't know how to process or talk about those changes. And with this literacy program, she is able to get them to get vulnerable with themselves. And so that is bringing out a side of them that maybe they don't feel comfortable with talking about. So they're finding different ways to do that, whether it's with writing, whether it's with drawing pictures, with art, whatever it may be. We're kind of giving them these tools to use to express themselves and to keep learning about themselves. So I think it is very beneficial for their own social emotional health, but also just as to make them well-rounded people as well.
Lindsay, on Diverse Voices specifically, how did that process unfold, and what you're seeing now, is that kind of what the original goal was with Diverse Voices, or maybe did you have something else in mind versus what's now unfolding in front of you right now?
A little bit of both.
Really?
A little
okay.
bit of both. So obviously we had to fulfill the grant requirements, so that outlined our the foundation of what we wanted to do. But having last year under our belt, this year I was able to see what worked well and some things that we needed to adjust. For example, I used to teach college students, and we moved at a much faster pace. So this year, I had to slow it all down and expand it a little longer. And also, the students ask such interesting questions that will take us in a different direction. So you have to be adaptable throughout the whole program. But ultimately, as long as they're writing more and reading and building that confidence, we also work on some public speaking, then I feel like whatever lessons are there are just supplements to what the kids actually need.
And talk about those other benefits that people don't see, because clearly this is going to get them interested in writing, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of art. But you brought up a couple of things that I wouldn't have considered right off the bat as kind of, some people may call them fringe benefits, tangent benefits, adjacent, things like that. But these are skills that they can definitely take with them wherever they are.
Oh, certainly. And that is really what we hope for. We want them to want to do these things outside of these lessons, outside of the classroom. We were able to provide the students with their own notebooks and pens, and to see them using them outside of the classroom and bringing them back in, being excited to say, I was researching the science thing and here are all my notes on that, or I asked my friends all the questions that they have and I've been researching questions they have. Just a notebook and a pen are an exceptional tool to get them to think more and interact with each other more and be more curious people. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, one of the benefits of the book launch event, which I'll talk a little bit more about, mm-hmm. is that they have to get up in front of mm-hmm. everyone. And, well, they don't. We're not forcing them.
That's one of the things you're encouraging, right?
to get up in front of everyone and read that really vulnerable yes, yeah. writing. And they're all so scared yeah. at the beginning. But then the second they get up there and they have that microphone, and last year we had 175 people in front of them, they lit up. They were mm-hmm. so confident, and they wanted to do more.
Keep going, yeah.
So I think they surprise themselves in that way, and they certainly surprise us in that way. So we see that their confidence has been just strengthened a little bit more through this. They have something to read, but also it's really personal in front of everyone. Yeah.
When is, the next activity here with Diverse Voices? Because we're getting up at the end of the school mm-hmm. year, so when do things wrap up here, and when is going to be, the version two things wrapping up here for this school year?
Yes, so we're putting together the book right now.
Okay.
And we are doing our book launch event May 13th at 6 p.m. at the Clint Boyer Community Building, and it is free and open to the public. We will be selling books there. All of the students are given 2 copies of the book, but we are also selling books as a way to fundraise for Walnut Elementary School.
Awesome. Emily, how has this jazzed up the student base?
It has been really incredible to see how excited they are. I mean, even last year we had, because we only do it with fifth grade right now, and so it is, last year we had parents and other kids from third grade that are like, when do I get to do that? You know, like, I want to be able to, like, when do I get to be a part of all of that? And so, and they got to come to our launch, our book launch event at the end of the year, and so they saw what it will be at the end. And so we've had kiddos who are already, you know, this year's group knew about it, and then we have kids coming up from third and second grade. They're like, I'm excited for that. And even, like you said, even for that notebook and pen, they're like, when do I get my own? So, and it's been cool because I will get kids throughout the week come and show me their notebook and be like, look what I got done on it, and even the decoration of it or just what they wrote in there, any art that they've done. So they're excited to share with other people in the building as well, which is awesome.
That is cool. Emily Magana, also Lindsay Garcia, Dion Morrow from the House of Morrow joining us here this morning. We got to talk about Goodway Gardens and the partnership that's unfolded over the last couple of or last several months, as evidenced Sunday. Lindsay got a chance to read. Talk about that experience and the partnership that's now really in, well, pardon the pun, full bloom.
So we're super excited about this new partnership. We think that everything that Goodway Gardens is doing is excellent, and these Goodway Sunday events are such beautiful spring and summer events for the community. You could just feel it out there. We've got art, we've got music, we've got some poetry. And this last Sunday I was able to talk about these things that I'm talking to you about today and read some of my own poems and read a little bit of the students' poems. So for each Goodway Sunday going forward, we will be inviting a guest in to do kind of what I did, but also in their own way. So stay tuned for more details on who will be future guests.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you got a brand new website to talk about. Does that go over to you, Dion, for that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the website. What's on that?
A little bit. Unfortunately, Nadia Qureshi, she is super busy. She's all over Emporia. If you don't know her by the name, you know her by her hair. She's absolutely amazing. She is doing great work for us now in our media team, and she's kind of responsible for putting our best foot forward with this website. And people have been asking us who we are and what we do. This is a place where you can find out all of that. You can see what we've done in placemaking. You can see what we've done mural. You can see what we're working on as far as the literacy programs. And that is houseofmorrow.org. And it's also a place where we're also promoting other art entities here. By no means are we the only art group here, and we're all doing amazing things. We would just want to add to that ecosystem. If it's not with us, it should be with everybody else here in the community. So go to House of Morrow.
Before we go, what's next? What's in the hopper for the house?
So our literacy program, success of that, and we would really like to expand.
Okay.
I think this is something that all the kids of Emporia, if not all the kids in Lyon County and Kansas at some point, should be able to contribute, because we have a voice here in Emporia and we have a voice here in Kansas that I think this group can really solidify. They can tell us what they need for the future, and I think if we were able to expand this properly, we can do a lot of good.
Outstanding. Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing great work now, and can't wait to chronicle the expansion as things go. So, guys, thanks for joining us here today. Emily, thanks for joining
us
today.
Thank you.
Lindsay, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, Dion, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Dion Morrow, Lindsay Garcia, Emily Magana from the House of Morrow, our Newsmaker 2 guests here today, 8:45 on KVOE Live and Local.
Good morning, KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, Live and Local. Sunshine, 47 degrees. It's 8:43. Now the headline. From ABC.
This is an ABC News special report. I'm Wayne Cabot. Red arrows at the opening bell on Wall Street. Something new to give markets pause.